Welcome to the Elizabeth Roddick Radio Channel, a radio show dedicated to a better lifestyle for women over 50. Covering tips on health, nutrition, exercise and more, packed with fascinating, interesting and enlightened subjects for all women over 50. And here she is, Elizabeth Roddick.
Today, I'm going to talk about your biological age. One research study, US, New Zealand and Israel, researchers looked at biological ages compared with your chronological age. They looked at biomarkers. Now, these are indicators that show how biological processes in the body are working. If the person, say, was 30 years old, they might feel they had a biological age of 50. They looked older, felt unhealthy, had poor physical and mental activities. Now, those of you who are over 50, you don't want a biological age over 70. Help! Are you willing to have some unscientific fun today? All right, I want you to get an A4 sheet of paper. At the very top, I want you to write what age you are. Then down the left-hand side, I want you to write the numbers 1 to 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 under each other on the left-hand side. Some tests probably you'd need to get done at the doctor's, such as lung function tests, and those maybe looking at your kidneys. But let's start with some of the things that you can perhaps sort out yourself. First of all, oral health. It's one of the most important issues as you get older. Obviously, tooth decay may mean you lose teeth prematurely. But as you advance in age, it's the gums that deteriorate. Bleeding of the gums is an indication that they're not healthy. When plaque builds up, now that's the sticky bacteria. That's the substance that, yeah, unfortunately, it gives you bad breath, but also gum disease. Interestingly, one study in 2010 found a link between gum inflammation and Alzheimer's. Gum disease at 70 was associated with low scores for cognitive function, and that means things like memory. It was a small study, but certainly worth noting. Now, gum disease, it's a bacterial infection, and the bacteria could attack blood vessels, attach themselves to blood vessels, and in the heart, it could cause clots, heart attacks. So the first question, this is number one, is would you consider yourself to have healthy gums? But that I mean, is there any bleeding? If you have bleeding, then mark plus two. If you're not sure, zero. And if you've basically not got any bleeding, then it's minus one. Now, the second question is about cholesterol. And this is a substance that's found in all cells of the body. It's needed to form lots of different things, and for instance, formation of vitamin D, hormones. But if you have a build-up of it, it can affect your arteries. I know there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, and that ratio can also determine your risk of heart disease. But for this exercise, we're just going to look at your total cholesterol. You may know your level from your last visit to the doctor, or maybe you've had it done at the pharmacy. Also, there are UK numbers. So if you're out with the UK, let me know and I'll help you take the test. So for example, if you know your cholesterol and it's over 5, then I want you to put a plus 1. If it's over 6, plus 2. 5 or under, it's a minus 1. The next question is about body mass index, and this is where you take your weight in kilograms and divide it by your height in meters. Then you divide your answer by your height again. Now, I realise some of you will have to go and do the calculation. For example, I'm still in 5 feet and inches, I'm 5'2", and also your weight might be in stones. But you need to convert that into kilograms. But as I say, go and do the calculation and then come back, or you can do it later on. So if your body mass index is 18.5, and between 18.5 and 25, then it's minus 1. Over 25, it's plus 1. And over 30, it's plus 2. Now, I know that body mass index is not the be-all and end-all of weight, because clearly, depending on your build, it may be that you have quite a high body mass index, but you're also extremely healthy. But for the purposes of this unscientific quiz, I just want you to take, so it's 18.5 to 25 is minus 1, over 25 plus 1, and over 30 is plus 2. The fourth one is about blood pressure. Now, we know that increased blood pressure does cause problems. It could result in a heart attack or stroke. And it's one of the things you need to keep under control. And there are lots of ways of perhaps doing that. For example, reducing salt in the diet, maybe doing more exercise, losing weight. But if you can, take your blood pressure, or maybe you know it again from a visit. So below 140 over 80, I want you to put a minus 1. 140 over 80, 0. And plus 140 over 80 is plus 1. Number 5 is about alcohol. Now, alcohol is, unfortunately, can be a problem. It can affect your health. I mean, drinking too much or binge drinking can increase your blood pressure, lead to a stroke. As alcohol is broken down by the liver, then too much alcohol causes inflammation. And one less known side effect is an increase in cancer of the mouth, as well as the throat and liver. Breast cancer as well has been noted as having an alcohol component. But let's face it, alcohol is sociable. You may have a drink with friends. You may relax with a drink after a hard day. So I'm not demonising. It's just suggesting that using it sensibly will lessen the chances of affecting your health. It is multifactorial, encompassing your genes, environment, and diet. So we all know the 98-year-old who has a nip of whiskey every night and is so healthy. But what about you? So the question is, how much alcohol do you drink? If it's less than 1 unit per day, I want you to put a minus 1. If it's more than 1 unit per day, it's plus 1. And more than 2 units per day, it's plus 2. Now, number 6 is about your family history. And this is to do with, have you got a history in your family about cancer and heart disease? And I've divided it into whether it's maybe a grandmother, grandfather, or whether it's immediate family, or really there's no history at all in your family. So if you've got no relatives at all who've had cancer, then I want you to put a minus 1. If it is another generation up, so grandfather, grandmother, I want you to put 0. And immediate family, plus 1. So I'm only going over 6 points today, but I'm going to come back to this another time. Right now, I want you to take your scores. So it could be you add up the scores and you end up with a plus 1 or plus 2, maybe minus 2. And you add that on or take it away from your chronological age. And this, as I say, this fun quiz will give you maybe just some food for thought, thinking about, maybe I need to look at some of the things in my life if my biological age is much more than my chronological age. So thanks very much for listening. Speak to you next week.
If you've got any questions that you'd love to hear the answer to, let Elizabeth know. We hope you've enjoyed today's session. If you want more right now, go to www.erqualitylifesystem.com.